WTAW News Time is 8:06, 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The state legislature has advanced three bills affecting Blinn College written by Representative John Rainey of Bryan. One is expanding Blinn's Board of Trustees with members from Brazos County.
Well, it's not exactly what I wanted. It was amended in the Senate, but it does put two members from Brazos County on the board, but it's limited to a four-year period, which I did not like, but we agreed to it because we wanted to make sure that we got some Brazos County representation.
Rainey says the budget includes a provision that state funding for Blinn will be divided based on student contact hours in Bryan and Brenham, and community colleges statewide will be required to post on their websites how revenue is spent by campus location. A special meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents included personnel actions on the flagship campus. The Regents selected a new Vice President of Student Affairs. Dr. Danny Pugh has been at the University of Arkansas as the Vice Provost for Student Affairs and Dean of Students. The board also approved authorizing President Michael Young to appoint a new Dean of the College of Science and to execute new contracts with Men's Basketball Associate Head Coach Rick Stansberry and seven assistant football coaches. The state's revamped agency overseeing cancer research has awarded nearly $6 million to the Texas A&M Health Science Center. An institute the HSC has in Houston will use the grant to research the use of existing drugs already approved by the FDA in whole, in part, or in combination with other products to create new cancer treatments. More information about the grant from CPRIT and one of three given from the Cancer Prevention and Research Institute of Texas is on our website at WTAW.com. The Bryan City Council is taking another look at regulating residential personal care businesses where there are up to four unrelated occupants in the same home. A similar proposal was defeated 3 years ago after one operator went to prison. Opponents to the idea speaking at this week's council meeting included Amanda Bodkin, who owns a personal care business with three residents.
I'm not Rose Rodriguez. I know the story behind Rose Rodriguez. I invite any of y'all to come tour my facility. I have nothing to hide.
Supporters who spoke included Leroy Johnson.
No one is looking out for the welfare of the elderly and the handicapped residents who are living in these homes. Licensing of these homes will help ensure a higher standard of care for the residents.
City lawyers told the council that the state would not get involved in enforcement because there are no state laws or regulations covering businesses taking care of one, two, or three residents. All state highways in Brazos County are passable following Monday's flooding rains, but that doesn't mean all roads are passable. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart of the Sheriff's Office reminds motorists not to remove barricades.
Some of these folks have got these big, tall pickup trucks, and they can probably get through a couple of feet of water, but, you know, there's a lot of folks out there on the county roadways are driving sedans and not going to fare quite so well. And if they see the barricade off to the side, they're just going to motor on out there. Next thing you know, you're going to get stuck.
Michelle Mead at the county's emergency management office says rainfall from upstream will continue to keep our rivers and creeks full at high levels for several days, even if the storms don't return.
And most of the high water that we're still seeing over roadways is on that east side of the county.
And the State Bar of Texas has created a website and toll-free hotline to answer questions from those who have property damage. That information is on our website at WTAW.com. News time is 8:09 at 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news on the way at 8:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
Baylor Scott & White Health offers health care built around you. Our five locations in Bryan College Station make it easy for you and your family to find health care that's close to home. Each of our clinics is backed by the Baylor Scott & White name and connects you to the expertise of our specialists at Scott & White Hospital and College Station. From our five clinic locations to our hours and services, that's health care designed for you and your family. Visit bswdocs.com to find a location near you.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
811 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, keeping your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
We're not out of the woods in regards to shower and thunderstorm activity yet. Sunshine will give way to clouds. Some showers and storms popping up later today, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, clouds and breezy. The chance for a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 85. It becomes partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows near 70. Clouds develop Saturday. There could be some showers and storms. Highs are going to be close to 85. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so I don't know if it was in the 6 o'clock news, but certainly the 7 o'clock and the 8 o'clock, they talked about the rain in Texas, okay? And they had some guy on the ground, right?
Yep.
They had a reporter here who talked about the Brazos River. Now, look, I mean, I've been to those places where the national guys come in and they don't pay attention to anything, but when he's talking to Charlie Smith or whoever that was talking about the river rising, I mean, do you think he might have asked him, how do you pronounce the name of the stinking river? You know what I mean?
It's Manos y Brazos.
Yeah, exactly.
You say that. That's exactly what Tom Turbyville posted on Facebook about 3 days ago.
Well, I mean, you know, and to take you back, I mean, it was like 12 years ago we had Rush do voicers for us, okay? And he mentioned in his little aside, and if Mr. Down still has it, we'll drag it up for you and play it next week, where he says, I can't even pronounce the name of the valley, and because he was trying to say, you know, for the Brazos Valley. So I hope the guy from Fox goes and sits down and has some pecan pie and somebody teaches him how to say Brazos County, for God's
sake.
Yeah,
but I mean, we still have armadillo and tortilla. I don't know how he managed to get both of those.
I was talking to somebody this week who's from Sao Paulo, okay? And they were talking about how to get to certain places. I said, well, you go down this street and you come to Villa Maria. And he looked at me. I said, okay, well, Via Maria.
No, it's Italian.
It's Italian.
I understand, but that's still, all right.
That was one of the first questions I asked when I got here, was how do you say that?
Yeah, well, and we used to have Town Shire Shopping Center, too, but that's, you know, the way that goes. All right, on to more important stuff. Gary Miller's here this morning, General Manager of BTU. How are you today?
Doing great, Scott. How are you?
Well, I'm all right. You know, we really did, in many ways, dodge the bullet. You probably have some compadres who are in the utility business who are still trying to get the lights on places.
Absolutely. Yeah, this has been a wild, wild week.
Yeah, but your guys and gals were called out, did have to do a little action earlier this week.
We did. We had actually quite a few outages during the storms Monday, and so we had most of our staff out working in the rain and in the lightning, and they did an excellent job for us.
Well, I know that out there, you know, now you can, of course, if you don't have power at your house, you can't necessarily maybe use your plug-in computer, but maybe a laptop or something, and you can actually see where the outages are now, huh?
You can. We have the outage map on our website, btutilities.com, that really does a very good job of showing exactly where all of the outages are and how many people in each area are out, and so if you have the opportunity to go look at that map during these events, it tells you a lot of information.
I guess we'll have that forever. You can have all the technological advances you want, but when the power goes, you know, when the wire gets knocked down, it's got to get reconnected, right?
That's right. That's right. Nothing we can do about that one.
That's it. Now, earlier this week, guys from BTU made a presentation having to do with the idea of, we've had smart meters for a while, but the idea of being able to prepay. But let's talk about smart meters for a minute.
Okay.
What does that tell you, the company BTU? What can that tell the customer that they maybe didn't have before that technology was available?
Well, it's really what it can tell the customer is what are you really doing on a daily basis? So our customers can go out to our website and see graphs and data around their daily consumption. And if the customer wants to, they can go out and look at that information and hopefully tailor some of their consumption to better fit their needs and better manage their electricity usage and rates.
And what does it tell you, the company?
Well, we have much more detailed data now around what our load patterns really are. So it helps us in planning to determine what infrastructure we really need to serve those load patterns, which are a little bit different than what we really thought was happening before we had these smart meters.
Okay, and like anything else, it's based on forecasts, just like the weather and situations that happen year in and year out. Okay, I understand the idea of the smart meters to get people to change behavior, but everything's indicated that it really doesn't very often, does it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a kind of a double-edged sword. We have such low rates that rates are what's going to drive people's behavior, and this is countrywide, really. That rates really are so reasonable that it's hard for a consumer to want to change behavior based on when the rates just don't drive that behavior.
Sure. Gary Miller joined us this morning from BTU. But I know that one of the indicators that has seemed to work to change behavior of individuals is prepay. You load this thing up and you can go and see, and when the tank starts getting empty, it might change your behavior. We used to have prepay here. Why did that go away? And then my understanding is that it'll be introduced again in the future.
Right. So our old prepay system was called PowerTrack. And the reason that went away was the company that produced that system went out of business. And for several years, we were scrounging to find parts to keep it going. And it got to the point where we just could not find parts anymore. So we had to scrap it. When we went to the smart meters, the AMI system, we had always intended to bring back prepay. The vendors that we use for this particular new system just aren't quite there yet. They are working on it, and that's what we told our board of directors and the council over the last couple of weeks, is that we are wanting to bring it back. We're just waiting for our vendors to catch up, and that should happen within the next year and a half. And at that point is when we will really get to work on bringing back our prepay system.
So as I understood it, Lakeland, Florida kind of is taking the lead on this thing. They're the alpha of the system, basically, and y'all kind of want to wait on the sidelines to make sure with any alpha program how maybe you can get all the kind of the spurs sanded
right
away.
Absolutely. They Lakeland, Florida just coincidentally has the same vendors that we do for the various systems, and that's exactly right. We'll let them spend the money on the development. And we were doing this last year. We elected to stop that process, and because Lakeland was a little bit ahead of us and they were experiencing some problems at that time. So yes, Lakeland, we're hoping that they are very successful and we can just kind of piggyback on what they're doing.
If things run according to what your timeline looks like, when do you think we might see prepay happen again?
So based on our current timeline, October of 2016 is when we will restart the project, and 5 to 6 months is our estimate to get it going. So spring of 2017 is our best guess at the moment.
Gary Miller joining us this morning. He's the general manager of BTU. We were talking earlier this morning about how last year we didn't have 100-degree temperatures, and really we're almost to June, and it's been okay. Now, we as customers like that. Do you as the provider like that?
Well, I would prefer 100-degree days from a business perspective, because it obviously brings in a lot more revenue than this type of weather does. We are able to manage either way, but it can make things a little bit more difficult for us. We really plan for sort of an average weather. If we have anything outside of the norm of average weather, then on the cooler side, like we are now, it can cause us some issues, but our financial folks are very good at what they do, and they make sure that we're okay for regardless of what happens.
So if you can be generating power and we don't have to use it here, your regular BTU customers, you can put that out of the market and you can sell that?
We can, and we do that quite often, actually. We have enough generation to serve all of our load, and we will use that for that purpose when we need to, but when we don't need it all, we try to sell it on the market at a premium to what it costs us to generate. The flip side of that is we buy a lot from the market, but when it's cheaper than our generation.
Sure. Now, I know that one of the knocks, the concerns when the smart meters rolled out, is people said, oh, well, if they do that, then we can start charging off-peak hours and on-peak hours. In other words, when people need power, you'll put the you'll jack the rate up, and in the middle of the night you might not. Is that something that could be done? Is that something that is being done in systems?
We have a time of use rate, and that's what that is. So we have rates designed.
That sounds so much nicer, a time of use rate. But okay, sure. Right. Go ahead. Yeah, well, yeah.
So we do have rates that are designed to allow our customers to take advantage of very less expensive energy prices during those off-peak times, like you mentioned, and then get charged quite a bit more during on-peak if they elect to use it during that time. We really don't have a lot of customers taking advantage of that, and I think it really goes back to the reasonableness of the rates in general, that there's just not a driver at this point in time for people to want to do that.
Okay, let's pull way back and get global, or at least ERCOT, Texas Grid. Let's hope we don't, but let's say we end up in a situation where Texas as a grid gets into a real problem. If you would explain the concept of rolling blackouts, and what does that mean, and how could that affect all utility, not just BTU customers?
Right. During those types of events, it is not local to Bryan. So we really don't have the opportunity to kind of separate ourselves from the rest of the grid and provide to our customers from our generation. It's really all or none. So the ERCOT operator kind of mandates that if there's an event like that, that everybody share in the rolling blackouts, or in the load shedding is what we call it. And so that's what we will do. We will take some of our customers off and rotate them so that ERCOT as a whole is able to manage the load to match the available generation. And that's always the problem, is do you have enough generation to match what the load demand on the system is? And during those types of events, that's where there's not enough generation. So ERCOT reduces load by load shedding to the point where they can serve it with the generation that they have available to them.
Folks, you see how they've come up with these nice words, load shed. That sounds so much happier than a rolling blackout. How much advance time do you usually have when you know that that's going to happen, when they advise you?
Almost none. When those types of events happen, it's generally it generally happens very, very quickly, like within 10 or 15 minutes, okay. And we just have to react.
Well, we hope it doesn't happen. And again, we were able to dodge it last year. And actually, I guess the last big problem we had was because of cold weather, not hot weather, right?
And generally, cold weather is the time that this happens.
Yeah.
Because things, instrumentation freezes on generation units, caused them to trip. That's really generally what happens. Yeah.
Finally, let's, Gary Miller's here this morning. He's the general manager of BTU. Finally, let's talk about population growth in Texas. I mean, not just here in Bryan College Station, but all over the state. As any good provider would be, you want to look at maybe increasing your generation as time goes on. What are the decisions you have to take into account as you look at population growth in Texas?
So that's something that we do all of the time, is forecast what our load is going to be, and we watch what ERCOT. ERCOT produces reports on a quarterly basis to determine, as far as forecasts of load. And so we watch that. We also internally forecast our load and determine, based on our current resources, when the time will come that we're not able to meet our load resources based on the generation that we have. So we are probably at least once a year doing a planning study to determine whether we need to add generation, what ERCOT's doing, because they're also putting that in the report as to what generation is supposedly going to come online. So we watch all of those things. And at least once a year, we determine whether we need to seriously think about building new generation, buying generation from others in the market, because that's a possibility also, or other things. There are other ways to do this, but we are looking at all of those all of the time trying to make that decision to the best economical advantage of our customers.
Well, BTU is part of the city of Bryan. If you decided that you wanted to spend money to build more generation, who makes that decision?
Ultimately, that's the board of directors in concert with myself and our staff.
Are there any federal regulations that are coming into play that are going to impact BTU and other utility providers?
The Clean Power Act, that's probably the biggest one, and the impact of the Clean Power Act, if it goes through, as it is written, will probably impact our coal facility, Gibbons Creek. But we don't know what really the ultimate result of that act is going to be. There's a lot of things that are going to happen over the next couple of years. So I'm not too concerned about that one at the moment, but we are keeping a very close eye on it. Other than that, there's nothing really on the horizon at this point.
Okay. Well, it pretty much catches us up to speed of what's going on at BTU. Anything else in the City of Bryan news you want to share with us today?
I do. I've been asked by our communications group to make one announcement on the City of Bryan's summer reading program, if that's okay. What they've asked me to tell everybody is that registration is now open for the summer reading program. And you can stop by Mounts Library in Bryan or Ringer Library in College Station, pick up reading logs. The theme this summer is heroes, and there will be free events all summer long for all ages at both libraries. And you can find out more at bcslibrary.org.
All right. Gary Miller, he's the general manager of BTU. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott. Always enjoyed coming over.
Thanks. That's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced. And they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call. Either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200. Or at dayhill.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Data breaches have become more common and more devastating, and the average incident now costs the company nearly $3.8 million. An annual study that looked at data breaches at 350 companies in 11 countries found that the average cost figure is up 8% from last year. The average cost per compromised record rose to $154. The number of people filing new claims for jobless benefits rose by 7,000 last week, but the level remains consistent with an economy that's adding jobs. The four-week average for initial claims, which evens out weekly volatility, rose by 5,000. Following the lead of European regulators reacting to the presumed suicidal co-pilot who brought down a German Wings jet in March, the FAA is considering possible changes in mental health screening of U.S. commercial pilots. Crude oil down 2 cents at $57.49 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials added 121. That's Your Money Now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now. 800-861-2414. 800-861-2414. That's 800-861-2414.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Did you know that even though the U.S. government created the National Do Not Call Registry 12 years ago, the Federal Communications Commission still gets thousands of angry complaints about abusive telemarketers every month? I got 3 unwanted calls just last week. In response to all this, the head of the FCC, Commissioner Tom Wheeler, is gearing up for a new attack on unwanted telemarketing. If Wheeler gets his way, you'll be able to stop telemarketers very simply. Just say, "Stop calling." And there's more. You'll soon have access to software that detects the difference between a robocall and a call that you actually want. The software will stop the robocall just as it does if you don't accept blocked calls. These changes could take effect with an FCC vote as soon as this June 18th. The big question is whether Congress will exempt itself as it did before. Candidates running for public office, especially the Congress, can robocall you all they want. But that's okay because I keep a do not vote for list. You should too. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Hey, it's 2015. Time to stop taking business calls on your personal phone. And no one wants to carry around 2 phones. That's crazy. Nope, you need eVoice. eVoice provides you with your phone number, plus a second business line, all on the phone you're carrying now. And it's less than $13 a month. Yes, 1 phone, 2 numbers. Your personal number and your eVoice number. And it gets better. Your callers are professionally greeted by a virtual receptionist who will route all your calls no matter where you are. At the office, on the road, or just out back by the pool, enjoying the day. eVoice even transcribes your voicemails to text and sends via email. Adding a business line with eVoice makes your small business look like a big Fortune 500 business, all for less than $13 a month. You spend that on a couple of fancy coffees, right? For a limited time, my listeners get to try eVoice for 60 days free. Yes, free. So go like a pro and go to eVoice.com/Kim. Make sure you enter promo code Kim while signing up. Take 2 full months to give it a test drive. That's eVoice.com/Kim.
WTAW News Time is 8:33, 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 3 years ago, the Bryan City Council defeated an attempt to regulate residential personal care homes with up to 3 unrelated occupants. During this week's meeting, Mike Sutherland agreed to work with the city attorney's office on a revision because the city can't ask the state to enforce something where there's no state law.
There's lots of people looking at 4 and more, but there's really nobody looking at the ones that are under 4 that are not regulated. And somehow health, safety, and welfare is in our charter to take care of, and those people are very, very vulnerable.
Public speakers supporting Sutherland included Deborah Alsop, who's an administrator of a 16-bed assisted living facility that is regulated.
The difference is if you're not regulated or licensed, there's no fallback. You can do something in those homes and nobody would really know.
Owners of unregulated residential homes who spoke in opposition included Tiffany Brinkman.
I do know we have hospice coming in and out almost every day of the week. We have our doctors and everybody that do come in and out, see the patients are, you know, great and in good care.
The original attempt to regulate personal care homes with fewer than 4 occupants was made after one operator went to prison following criminal charges and a civil lawsuit. A vice president's vacancy at Texas A&M for more than a year has been filled. The Board of Regents at a special meeting hired a new vice president of student affairs. Dr. Danny Pugh, who starts August 1st, has been at the University of Arkansas as the dean of students and vice provost of student affairs. Other personnel actions by the regents included authorizing President Michael Young to select a new dean of the College of Science and to execute new contracts with 8 assistant coaches, 7 from the football team that includes offensive coordinator Jake Spavital and strength and conditioning coach Larry Jackson and men's basketball associate head coach Rick Stansbury. Researchers at a Texas A&M Health Science Center Institute in Houston have received a state grant of nearly $6 million.
The Cancer Prevention and Research Institute of Texas awarded a grant designed to repurpose drugs already approved by the FDA to create new cancer treatments. The research involves using existing drugs on their own in new ways or combined with other drugs, natural products, and or compounds. This is the largest of three grants given by, to the center by CPRIT, a state agency which went through a reorganization a year ago following a scandal over its handling of prior grants. On our website at WTAW.com is more information about the research going on at the Health Science Center. Community colleges with multiple campuses will be posting on their websites where revenue is spent by location. That's one of three bills passing the legislature written by State Representative John Rainey of Bryan.
I think that's a very important thing, and we're now going to know how they spend their money, because typically a lot of the schools just report in one block of money. If they have five campuses, they don't tell you how they're spending money at each campus. This is important. It'll start September 1st. So it actually will begin with this fiscal year.
The legislature also passed Rainey's bill, adding two Brazos County representatives to Blinn's Board of Trustees and adding a provision to the budget that Blinn's state funding will be divided based on student contact hours in Brenham and Bryan. For the third time in 7 days, College Station police are investigating criminal activity in or near the Northgate District, the most recent being an armed robbery where the victim did not report what happened for 20 minutes.
Just after 2 Wednesday morning on College Main between Cherry and Folk, the victim was walking alone when approached by a vehicle with 4 males in it. The vehicle stopped and 2 suspects got out of the back seat. One pointed a handgun at the victim and demanded money, and then the other punched the victim in the mouth. The victim handed over money and the suspects left the scene. The victim sustained minor injuries but refused medical treatment. Online at WTAW.com are descriptions of both suspects and the vehicle. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan police have announced an arrest in one of 2 aggravated assaults from earlier this week. 37-year-old Cedric Fielder Sr. turned himself in at the Brazos County Jail. Fielder is accused of beating a 28-year-old man with a bat Monday morning near the King Mart convenience store. The victim remains hospitalized in critical condition. And there was a shooting Tuesday night at Ducky's Car Wash on Texas. The victim drove to a relative's house, then went to the hospital where he was treated and released. If you're among those with property damage as a result of flooding, Texas lawyers are volunteering time to answer questions. Lowell Brown is with the State Bar of Texas, which has created a website and a toll-free hotline.
We have the organizations together that we work with, including the American Bar Association's Young Lawyer Division, the Texas Young Lawyers Association, and others who are prepared to lend a hand.
Links to the State Bar services are on our website at WTAW.com. Motorists are reminded to continue paying attention to water over roads. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart of the Brazos County Sheriff's Office says to obey barricades.
Our county engineer advised me that whoever removed the barricade threw it quite a ways into the woods. I guess showing their displeasure, but, you know, it's for their safety.
And even if the rain stops, Michelle Mead at the county's emergency management office says rivers and creeks will remain full as runoff from upstream continues to move through.
Based on what I was looking at for the Brazos and Navasota River, they're hoping that those levels will start to drop off in several days.
County officials continue to collect damage reports to determine if they qualify for state and or federal assistance. WTAW News Time is 8:38 at 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news at noon today or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, we understand what local banking means and how important it is to the vitality of the community. That's why at the Bank and Trust, you'll find community banking at its best. Sure, we offer products you've come to expect like free checking, free small business checking, mobile deposit, and much more. We also know that banking is more than checking accounts and loans. It's about people and integrity. We're the same people you've trusted in the past, and it's our promise we will continue to earn your trust in the future. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
It's good for you and your pet. One of many reasons to call Chasing Tails Mobile Veterinary Service. Chasing Tails comes to you at home, where your pet is comfortable and stress-free. Plus, spending your time in waiting rooms is over. Chasing Tails Mobile Veterinary Service offers everything from vaccinations to hospice care to acupuncture, with visits starting as low as $50 for your dog or cat and only $25 for each additional animal. Your pet means the world to you, and Chasing Tails Mobile Veterinary Service knows it. Find them on Facebook or click ChasingTailsVet.com.
Whether you're searching for new indoor or outdoor furniture or looking for a special Mother's Day gift, Amish Furniture for Generations is sure to have just what you want. Amish Furniture's exquisite handcrafted pieces are made from solid woods with special attention to all the details and built to last generation after generation. Head to Amish Furniture for generations today on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Come on, the meeting's already started.
Sometimes it's important.
Last call, boarding gate number 9.
Sometimes it's urgent.
Pepper alarm.
Sometimes it's vital. Hospital treatment within 1 hour of a stroke can prevent lifelong disability. If you notice someone experiencing sudden weakness on one side or having a problem speaking, walking, or seeing, call 911 fast. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time.
Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Regional Advisory Council. Visit bvrac.org.
Hey, 8:41. I guess it's 6:41 in California. It'd be 8:41 here. Anyway, let's do some weather. Brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Morning sunshine followed by afternoon clouds. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely later today. Highs 85 to 90. They'll diminish tonight. Lows will fall back to 70 to 75. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs up around 85. It'll turn partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows near 70. Now for Saturday, we'll see clouds developing, so will some showers and thunderstorms by Saturday around 85. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Gotta love Pooty Poot. Just gotta love Pooty Poot.
What'd the Pootster do now?
Well, he has accused the United States, you know, of illegally persecuting people over this soccer thing.
Oh?
Yeah. We're persecuting people. Pot uh-huh. kettle, pot kettle, pot kettle, just saying. Yeah, that's fine. Well, but weren't they supposed to get some tournament? No, I'm asking like I'm interested. Never mind. Let's see. The long arm of the law didn't have to reach very far for a fugitive in a knife attack. Walked into a police station in China asking for advice on how to avoid being caught. Hey, you see, they're not all really bright. They have stupid criminals over there,
wow.
too. The man specifically asked about how to dodge ID checks.
Why would you?
Never mind. I don't know. I guess he figured they'd know, and it's probably right. When the man refused to divulge his name or other information, a detective took him into an interrogation room for further questioning. Turns out the guy had been on the run since April the 3rd after he'd cut somebody in a knife fight. Really? Just saying. So the Merriam-Webster's dictionary has added a bunch of...
terms?
Slang, really.
Yep.
I mean, just some slang that is surprising. Jegging? Do you know what jegging
is? Jeans leggings. That are like tights.
Yeah. Stretching them out, huh? Okay, that's one that they've added. Egg corn.
No, haven't heard
of that. Never okay. heard that.
A word or phrase that sounds like and is mistakenly used in a seemingly logical or plausible way for another word or phrase,
like
either
acorn?
On its own or as... Well, I don't know. I'd like to see an example of that. Colossal squid. What's two words? Why? We know what colossal is, don't we? And we know what a squid is, don't we? Why do we need to have colossal squid? An extremely large squid occurring in the Southern Ocean.
Okay. Jumbo shrimp.
Fine, whatever. Largest known living invertebrate. Fine, but I think we have two words that put together would tell you what that is.
Yes.
Here's another one. Sharing economy. Economic activity that involves individuals buying or selling usually temporary access to goods or services.
Airbnb, Uber.
Mm, yeah. Especially arranged through an online company or an organization. Well, and, you know, the other thing is, and we've talked about this before, in big cities, you can rent a car for a short period of time or a motorcycle for a short period of time or a bicycle for a short period of time. So that can be done. Vocal fry.
Oh, yeah. Girls have this.
A vocal effect produced by very... slow vibration of vocal cords and characterized by creaking sound and low pitch.
More and more girls are experiencing this.
Like that or what?
Well, not their voices aren't as pure and bright. It's I don't know if it's a learned trait or what, but more it's just sort of they talk with more of a raspiness, I guess, in their
voice.
Could
you try like to find it on
like
YouTube?
Brenda Vaccaro?
I just remember reading a story about vocal fry.
Well, why don't you see if you two have an example of that? We could see. And of course, emoji is in there. You know, that's the dictionary site reports that its editors identify new words by spending an hour or two each day reading newly published material. Okay, so just saying. All right, let's see.
All right, here let's try this for vocal fry. This is Faith Sally. I'm going to restart.
Oh, I like that.
America's young women are running out of oxygen. What else could explain why so many of them sound like this? So cute. So cute.
I'm just now.
Which is kind of like my, motto. Kim and
Chloe. Okay. Yeah.
Her name's Faith Saley, by the way. But
oh,
anyway,
thank you.
But
oh, yeah. No, yeah, only one L.
Yeah, she's a funny lady. Okay. Eggcorns are particularly type of language error, though incorrect eggcorns are often more satisfying or poetic than the correct word or expression.
I'm guessing it's acorn.
Well, it says...
No, it's the way someone would pronounce...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, well, that's...
I literally died.
When?
I don't... Well, no, I...
Okay. It's, once described as a slip of the ear, an eggcorn is the written expression of a plausible mishearing of a standard term, as opposed to there's a bathroom on the right for there's a bathroom on the right.
Should have instead of should have.
I guess that's probably it. Okay. Well, there you are. That's, oh, wait, I've got the phone's going crazy. I needed to turn around here so I could see what that was about. Okay. Hey, what's up?
The acorn thing, wouldn't it be better just to simplify it and call it BS?
That could work. Hello.
An example of an acorn would be old timer's disease.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
Now it's solidified.
And that's what I was looking for when I kind of went to the next page. I was trying to find an explanation of it. But thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Acorn.
That tells me a lot. All right.
That's a self-referencing word.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, if you're excited at the prospect of owning one of these self-driving cars, there is a wee bit of a setback there.
Oh?
Yeah. A self-parking Volvo mowed down journalists.
There's more to the story.
Two of them. Oh, well, what? Did somebody hack into the car? What?
No, it wasn't equipped with the pedestrian sensing module. That costs more.
Well, how could you?
The driver was behind the wheel and in control of the pedals, and I think they determined that he mashed the accelerator as the people were taking pictures right in front of the car, but it didn't have a pedestrian sensor.
Well, how can you? Well,
he didn't
but
know.
But it has a car sensor? I mean, if you're going to park, doesn't it need to have some sort of a sensor in the front as well?
I don't know. I'm not a car manufacturer.
But I'm just saying, I think that if it's going to self-park, and I'm thinking of parallel parking...
It costs more.
But
detect pedestrians.
Wow. Okay. Doesn't want to hit a twee, but it can hit a pedestrian. Is that it?
I guess so.
Okay. Anyway, it's out on YouTube if you want to see it.
Yeah, I love watching
people. They got knocked around pretty good.
Yeah, some folks are just plain addicted when it comes to computer gaming. Apparently, that's the case in Xinjiang, China.
Oh.
Female gamer actually gave birth before she went back to play her online game. Shocked onlookers decided to help the newborn by wrapping her with a piece of cloth in order to keep her warm and called an ambulance to the scene. New mom was then offered some warm water to clean up, but she declined and resumed playing her online game.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that means you're sick.
Keanu Reeves. Got to have a license to drive a car, but anybody can be a parent, right?
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at ActionSportsTX.
KNX.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit, now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Do you need a tougher John Deere tractor to handle your chores? Supall Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the hardest jobs. John Deere 3E Series compact utility tractors are ideal for loading, mowing, digging, and landscaping, and are loaded with easy-to-use features that provide all-day comfort. Plus, during deer season, save $2,750 on all 3E Series models. Supall Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends August 4th, 2015. Restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
About 9 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We waited till the children were safely in school before we did this story. The story of Eric LeBeau and Tron New paid $39,000 for their daughter's Disney-themed third birthday party. Oh, wait a minute. The three-year-olds aren't in school. The father defending his decision to throw his daughter that party after critics said the affair was unnecessarily extravagant. Their parents in Perth, Australia, threw their daughter, Lauren, a 220-person party last week, according to the newspaper in Perth. The day wasn't all about the money, they said, answering those people who said that it was wasteful and vulgar. The Disney-themed soiree included entertainment from a former Australian Idol contestant, a balloon artist, photo booth, children's high tea, a menu that included tempura scallops, pork belly, cognac, and a Disney cake. Minnie and Mickey Mouse walked around to greet the guests. The lavish event, which was held at a reception venue that's owned by him, had a price of $48,195 Australian, which comes to $39,000 for us.
God, those kids have better taste than I do.
I'm thinking they're a little young for cognac. I'm just
saying. Yeah, well, that could have been so the parents could survive it. Okay, yeah. And speaking of food and stuff, McDonald's, if you heard this morning, believes that it has the solution to declining sales. It'll start with warmer buns. Warmer buns. World's largest food chain is recommitting to hotter, tastier food. Okay. McDonald's will now toast their burgers. An extra 5 seconds longer, okay? Thus making the bread 15 degrees warmer so that it gets under the heat lamp and stays that way. Is that it? It would also bring the heat of the burger patties up a little bit as well. They got a new CEO who's coming up with these ideas. It'll make a big difference to our customers, he said in a news conference yesterday morning. Not the first time that McDonald's has kind of futzed around with their toasting levels. Back in the 1990s, the chain gave up toasting their buns at all in exchange for efficiency. But the quality declined didn't go over so well. McDonald's changed its mind, is requiring the new stores to install toasting equipment at a cost of $7,000.
They can't just throw them on a griddle?
I don't know. Guess you have to have a certified McDonald's bun toaster. Not sure how that necessarily works, so we'll see. Entertainment news. You want to do that? Tracy Morgan has settled his lawsuit with Walmart. They didn't tell us how much money. Cher is the new face of Marc Jacobs, 69 years old. It's interesting. I did hear a story the other day about how a lot of companies are, in fact, finding models that are over the age of 50 now.
Because those women have money.
Yeah, and that's it. There's a segment of the population, and they don't necessarily want to see ultra-skinny 20-something or 30-somethings in the clothes. And so what they do is they find attractive women of that age group, and seems to work out pretty well. And Bobby Flay, back in the Dayton game, you know, he's in the midst of a divorce with Stephanie March, blonde-headed lady who was on Law and Order. But here's the deal. You know who he's hanging out with now?
Who?
Gianna De Laurentiis.
Yeah, Gianna De Laurentiis.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
The cute Italian lollipop.
Is that what she's called?
She just looks like a lollipop.
Yeah, she does.
All right. Well,
giant head.
Anyway,
she's got a huge head.
He's been married three times, so is that what Gianna wants to do? Is she part of Dino De Laurentiis' family?
Yes.
Or do we know? Oh, is that right?
Yes. Okay. Well,
maybe he just gets tired of whatever his wife's cooking.
Oh, well, yeah, could be. That's right. Ratings are out, and the return on NBC's America's Got Talent pulled in 11 million people for its season opener.
Yes.
Fox's Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader only had 3.3, just saying.
Hey, you mentioned McDonald's earlier.
Yeah.
Did you talk about how they're not going to report their sales anymore?
What?
Starting June of 2015, that'll be the last month they'll be made available. They want to focus on their core activities.
What? Don't investors want to know that?
They're not going to tell them.
I guess it doesn't matter if you get your dividend, right?
I guess.
But how do you forecast for that?
I don't know. Well, I mean, if it's McDonald's, you forecast down.
But But I mean, think about that. If you are the biggest of any competitive situation and you don't report your sales,
36,000 locations across the U.S. The next largest is Burger King at 12.
Yeah, that's what I mean by a ton. I mean, by a ton, they are number one.
Well, they can't compete on value anymore. Everyone's got incredible deals on their burgers, and you know what? They taste a little better sometimes, too.
Well, and that's the reason I think they are. They're going to this. And the thing is that actually they did. They started this thing, this Angus burger, which really was fairly flavorful.
That was a pretty good burger.
So. But
I didn't want to pay for it. Yeah,
well, it's difficult, though, also when you consider, if you just want to talk about in Texas, aside from your independent individual places like Harvey Washbangers that does, you know, great burgers, kind of gourmet type burgers. If you want to go to a mass marketer, you know, we have Whataburger, which has had a great product for a long time. We have Sonic, which has a good product.
Don't forget about the Texas stop sign.
Yeah, Dairy Queen. I mean, just right here. So, I mean, I don't know exactly how they do come up with something different. They may, in fact, be different demos. You don't go to Harvey Washbangers. Don't go to McDonald's expecting to get what you get at Harvey Washbangers, for instance. Or even what you can get at Whataburger or Dairy Queen. And if that's the case, then you know what? That market share might be shrinking because the market wants to go someplace else. Mm-hmm. And a mass production company like that, it's going to be really hard for them to respond
and
to that.
And no one gets demonized like they do.
Yeah, and on top of that, plus everybody's watching what they do.
Hey, Meatball, what are you doing in my chair?
Mike, I'm taking over and selling more cars than you this month.
I smell a challenge, so let's make it interesting. Our pre-owned inventory is low, so I'm offering full Kelley Blue Book value on every trade, as well as the deepest discounts of the year on all of our 600 vehicles in stock.
I smell the snacks in your desk, but I'm game.
It's the Meatball versus Mike Spring Sales Challenge.